Jason Welch, his team winning this one by 147 to the 46. But boy, oh boy, what a finish, what a nail biter in this one here tonight in Springfield. How you feel?
I'll tell you what, I really don't have the words to say. I mean, it was a wonderful game. DMAC played their brains out. Our kids just kept battling us back and forth. To come out with this thing with a win is just fantastic. I'm so excited for the school and the program.
All right, let's go back to the beginning. I mean, you guys were out of the gates, just like we've seen you do so many times, jump out to a 12-1 lead. What happened after that?
Well, DMAC settled down. You know, they made some shots, and I thought we got a little bit tight consequently. Well, you know, we really played into their hands, into their game. But, you know, in a super sectional, you're going to expect a tight game, you know, and people expect one thing or the other. DMAC's an awfully good basketball team, and, you know, we were able to make some plays and down the stretch. Jim Morris just did a great job at the end and kind of took control of that game.
Some of the fans wanting to congratulate you on your win here tonight as we continue with our interview here in the postgame show. Eric?
In the third quarter, were you worried about your offense? You called a couple of timeouts there. You trying to settle them down, maybe get back into what you wanted?
Yeah, and you know, we got real stagnant. We were passing, not cutting, no paint touches. We were watching, and we weren't dictating any of the terms. And consequently, trying to settle them down. Let's get some ball reversal. Let's go inside out, things of that nature. And, you know, in a game like this, these kids have been around a lot of tough atmospheres. They understand what it takes to win.
Take us through the final seconds of the ball game. Sherman hits the three. We thought they were out of timeouts. Can you confirm that? Was DMAC out of timeouts? What were they?
Yes.
You were talking to the official after the game. What were they talking
about? Right. I'm guessing they were talking about a timeout situation, but we knew they were out of timeouts. So we had asked before, and we knew for sure out of timeouts. And we were told that by the official. He made it very clear. So we knew that at that point, as long as three or four seconds went by, that game was over.
Yeah. Were you surprised on how well they were able to control the tempo in this ball game?
Well, you know, a couple things. They did a really nice job of dribble penetration, but they didn't do it immediately. And so we were a little foul trouble. They finished it inside, so... Yeah, I mean, their guard is really good. You don't have 1,000 points accidentally in your career. He did a great job. He helped dictate terms. They were able to do a lot of things they wanted to do. But at the end of the day, good defense comes down to making a couple stops here and there, and our guys got a couple stops.
Well, I thought when you got those couple of fast break baskets back-to-back where your team knew exactly what to do, ball bounces out long, you get a 2-on-1 twice.
Yep.
And that kind of... changed the momentum.
It did. It changed the momentum. We got about a 5-point lead. Now, to their credit, they came right back down and scored. We could never, ever feel like we could quite put them away. And that's a credit to their coach. That's a credit to their kids.
All right, you got a big ball game Friday night. It's looking like Chicago Orr is going to be an opponent. They've been leading big since the start of that ball game.
Sure.
So unless there's some huge comeback in the final few minutes, that's going to be your opponent, defending state champions. But let's not talk about them so much as you've been down this road before just a few years ago. You took a team to state. You won state with a team 4 years ago. So you've been through this process now. Tell us the rest of the week how it's going to lay out for you just a little bit practice-wise, and when do you go to Peoria, and what do you take the team through to make sure they're kind of settled in and ready to play on Friday night?
Well, I think it's real important for this one is they have fun. You know, ultimately, you know, you want to win some games, and that's what we're going to go over there and do. We're going to try to win the state tournament. But it has to be with some fun in mind, with some smiles to understand. Map it out a little bit with them. Tell them exactly, hey, you know what, this is when we're going to need you. Otherwise, we need you to have some fun. You want them to enjoy the experience, and playing easy and free in that environment, I think, is very important.
Well, your guys last time had a lot of fun, didn't they?
They sure did.
Can this group duplicate that?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. We definitely have an opportunity to do awful well in Peoria, and there's no doubt about it. Tonight, I'm just proud of winning this game. They could have won either way, and it's a great opportunity for our program.
And I know you want to probably say just a few more words about your opponent tonight because, boy, they sure gave you a handful. DMAC,
came
so close. They've won such big games lately, and they about pulled off another one here tonight.
Tell you what, DMAC, so well coached. And those kids, you know, you could see the pain in their eyes. And I'll be honest, I feel for them because I know how that feels. It doesn't feel good. And they have nothing to be ashamed of. They did a great job.
All right. Eric, you have anything else for the coach?
Let's congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You built a good program at Central Catholic. It's exciting to see for Bloomington Normal you guys get back to Peoria.
Well, we're excited. We feel flattered to kind of represent Bloomington Normal and all the great people in that town and all the Central Catholic fans. So go Saints.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Yep. We'll talk to you over the weekend. That's Jason Welch, the head coach of the Saints. They win the Super Sectional here in Springfield over Deer Creek Mackinac. Battle between a couple of our area schools, 47-46, as the clock runs out on DMAC in the final few seconds, and the Saints get the victory.